Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and today we're going to be talking about how women have priced themselves out of the dating market. The reason why I wanted to talk about this is that I've come across a couple articles, and then there's I'm recording this on Monday. Wednesday, in 2 days, I'm going to be on the Fresh and Fit podcast down in Miami, Florida, with Myron Gaines and perhaps his co-worker, his CEO, Fresh Prince CEO or Fresh Prince CEO. I'm not sure how he pronounced it. I haven't met him yet, but I'm going to be meeting those guys Wednesday. We're going to be live streaming at 6 p.m. Links are below. And I wanted to play a clip from their show so you kind of have an idea of what's coming. They're dating gurus, and they must be good because apparently they can convince women, like I've got in the clip, to go on dates and talk with them and match with them and all that. I am going to be there to counter their message, which is don't waste your time. Don't bother with any of this. You're wasting your time. Like, women have literally priced themselves out of the market. So let's talk about this. First thing we're going to start on, here's their information. It's a Fresh and Fit, all one word, right here on YouTube. They live stream Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. So I'll be on the Wednesday show, the 24th at 6 p.m. This is an image here where a woman says, I went to Starbucks today and the cashier left this note on my cup. It would have made my day if he didn't work at Starbucks. I'm a real estate agent and I know I make way more than he does. It sucks, y'all, because he was actually cute. I just can't take care of no man. Now, we both know that this woman is just like every other woman, which is she can be successful. She can be powerful. She can be intelligent. But even if the guy's cute, he might be smart. He might be a college student. He might be fresh out of college, still looking for his job. Doesn't matter. Women will not date down, period. Now, they'll sleep down. They'll occasionally hook up down, but they don't date down. And apparently, maybe she wasn't thinking he was hot enough that she was going to waste the time with him, but he didn't make enough, so that's done. And this, you'll see how this builds up to kind of my main point today. This is from Female Dating Strategy, and in the article I referenced from EV Magazine, they talk about female dating strategy, and that's why I wanted to bring this up a little bit. This is a post from one of the female dating strategy coaches. It says, unapologetically, my list for men is. So here's her dating needs from a man. Let me know what number in the comments below that you were kicked out of her. Now, remember, we don't have no idea what she brings to the table, okay? She says, must have completed and graduated with a bachelor's degree or higher at least 1 year ago. I just ghosted a man after finding out he graduated December with his master's degree. Master's isn't good enough. I'm out, by the way, already. Must make 100 grand or more, either with a job or via a business. No exceptions. Must be 6'1 or 6'1 or taller. No exceptions. So 6 foot's not even good enough. If there's an age gap, it must be no greater than 5 years. No exceptions. He must have a completely intact hairline and all of his teeth. No exceptions. I have an intact hairline. It's just clear. My hair is clear. It's a very odd thing. It's hard to explain. He must work out regularly and have a visible six-pack. I will not date fat guys. So if you don't have a six-pack, you're fat. He must be free of drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. No exceptions. So you can't enjoy a beer in front of the game, guys. He must be childless at the time of matching. No exceptions. He must have never, ever participated in the armed forces. No misogynistic men, men who will use incel language in their profiles or low effort profiles. So you got to put your best foot forward. He must be within 15 miles of where I live or there is no deal. I'm not waiting more than 10 minutes for a man to pick me up. Some exceptions. He must not be religious. I'm not giving up my Sundays or eating any weird crap. And number 14, he must be handsome. No exceptions. Now, if this were a supermodel, maybe she gets a pass. Maybe. But how many guys are out there that are 6'1"? I did something where it was like 6'2", and I think it was like 2% of the population. So what's 6'1"? Maybe the top 8%? She's got so many here, and this is what I'm talking about, pricing themselves out of the market. There's no man that is good enough for her now. And remember, we still don't know what she brings to the table. And here's the article I'm going to be reading from. It's called, Are We Seeing an Uprise of the Female Incel? But first, before we do that, I'm going to jump over to this video. This is from the Fresh and Fit podcast that they do. And this is what I'm going to be on Wednesday. And I told them, they invited me for the show and they said, hey, you're going to come in, do the 6 o'clock stream with us. And I'm like, great. Can you keep me around and bring in some women and talk to them like you do in this clip? Because I want a chance to have a chat with women like this. So we're gonna flip over to this and then we're gonna talk about it. I'll break it up just a little bit. I did get the go ahead from the guys to play this, so I'm not too worried about copyright. And I clipped out a lot of it because this was like an hour and a half long podcast. I snipped it down to about 20 minutes. I'm not gonna play the whole 20 minutes, but I do wanna get through some of this because it is very, very telling. So let me flip over here. All right, and here we go.
So ladies, welcome to the hot season. No, just kidding. But but yeah, let them know who you are, what you do, what you're about, and your age.
I'm Jenny. I'm a traveling model. I am 23 years old.
Okay. I'm Miriam. I'm an international pageant model.
You got to talk into the mic, though.
Sorry about that. So yeah, I'm Miriam. I'm 28 years old. I'm an international pageant model.
Okay. Good to meet you.
Hi, I'm Alexa, and I'm a talent agent and consultant.
Okay, cool. So I guess the first question is, ladies, for example, what do you look for in men? I want to say specifically, like, for example, what matters most to you? Looks, money, or status? And then tell me why.
For me, it's confidence. Like, I need a man with confidence. I don't have, like, the time or patience to give someone confidence. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, the biggest thing for me is you need to have your own self-confidence, your own motivation in life, because I can't do that for you.
Right. And then when it comes to looks, money, status, what do you put in order?
Probably money, just because that means you know how to handle your shit well. Okay. And then maybe status, and then looks.
Okay.
Okay, so first thing she says, she's 23, and she wants a guy that's confident. Okay, so we can fake that, right? Just saying. If you don't have confidence, you can maybe learn how to text, how to message, how to communicate very well. And you can kind of come across confident. And once you've talked to enough people and kind of dated enough, you're not shy. Like you're fine talking to anybody. But when it comes down to the rest, she says, hey, money comes first because it shows you've got your crap together. I don't know about you, but you can have your crap together and it doesn't require a lot of money. Now, pretty soon they're going to tell you how much money they think you need to show that you have your crap together. And that's very telling. Now, remember, we have a 23-year-old, the blonde, 28-year-old, the center gal, and the one on the in the green top, she did not answer her age. But all three of them are model, and then like a talent agent thing. So these girls, I mean, if they're Instagram models, how much money are they really making? Are they really models or are they, I'm a fitness model on Instagram. Okay, let's continue on.
So looks come last for you?
Yeah, but right. It does. Okay. You need to have that attraction.
Right.
Like definitely.
Looks okay. Come last, but she's got to be attracted. Okay. So you still got
to
look good.
Well, for me, to be honest, what I look for in the men is somebody who can actually like have fun with me. I want to be with somebody that can actually have fun with me, whereby we have something in common. I like to go out, I like to party, I like to travel. So we should actually have something in common. Let's enjoy each other's company because I get bored so quickly. Yeah. I really get bored so quickly. Like really, we got to have something in common. So if you're interesting, you are a fun person, you can keep me busy by making me laugh. We can like do different stuff. We wake up in the morning. Hey, baby, I'm so bored. Can we go to Bahamas for breakfast? I love that. I love that. So I want somebody that understands me. If you like to drink, you like to eat out, you like all the luxury lifestyle, you are the best for me. But that's what I think.
Translation, she wants a rich dude. Okay.
By the way,
makes sense.
No. You don't have to be rich.
That was a very wordy version.
You don't
that.
Have to be rich to have a good time.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's have something in common. Let's all be like lovers of life.
Yeah. Okay, can you tell me which airline will get me to the Bahamas spontaneously cheaply? exactly.
Yo, so. Yo, by the way, this is the queen of Ghana here, right?
And then.
Okay, so I'm going to stop it there for a second. Okay, so she says, number one, money. Now, she doesn't say money. She says, oh, you've got to be my entertainment director. When I'm bored, it's up to you to entertain me. Let's go do something. Let's fly to the Bahamas for breakfast. Are you serious right now? Like, is this really your expectations, or are you trying to seem better than you are on a podcast? Now, either way, the whole thing is she's saying, like, you need to, if when I'm bored and I say, hey, you need to take me out, we need to do this, do you think those are going to be free walks in the park? Or do you think it's going to be shopping, entertain me, take me to the movies, take me to a fancy dinner, take me on vacation, take me, right? So again, now this is 28 years old, she is. And she's looking for somebody with some cash. All right, we'll go on to the last one here.
All right, so what about you, Miss Talent Consultant?
I have to pick between those three. I would leave it in that order. Looks, money, status.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, now I'm going to be I got to ask the tough questions, ladies. All right, how tall does he have to be for you?
Okay, now take your guesses here, gentlemen. I'm guessing, well, I already know. But would you be surprised if I said 6 feet? 6 feet? 6 feet? I don't think all three of them are 6 feet, but we'll see.
At least like 5'11".
At least 5'11".
5'11.5".
Just keep it real. You want him to be 6 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. Okay. Okay. So, yeah. Thank you. She's a, you can't cap on this show because,
we're keep it real.
Yeah, we keep it real over here. What about you?
To be honest, for me, if he's a dwarf, I'm okay with that.
You're okay with a dwarf?
As long as we vibe.
So you don't care how short he is, as long as you vibe.
Sweetheart, if I put on heels, I'm going to look more taller than whoever I'm going to date. But then, you know what? It doesn't matter because size doesn't matter.
Okay, sure. Okay.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
All right. So she obviously says his height doesn't matter. He's still got to have money and he's still got to be good looking. But the minute she said size doesn't matter, the blonde next to her went, wait a minute. Size does matter, baby. So...
Why should I be judging?
Yeah.
I mean, tall or short, what's the difference?
Her type is rich nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
what she really means is the big asterisk. Like, I don't care how tall you are as long as the wallet is tall. Okay, what about you?
I want a big bank account.
Yeah, same here? Big bank?
No, I said she just wanted a big bank.
Oh, okay, yeah. What about you?
Okay, what's the question again? I'm sorry.
How tall does that have to be?
I don't really have a number in mind. Just taller than me in heels, I guess.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
So with heels, you're five.
So I guess 6 feet is the
end. Yeah, 6 feet.
Okay, all right.
Shocking. Wow, who could have told? So the two want somebody that's 6 foot tall, and the middle one doesn't care as long as he's rich and will take her all over the world for breakfast. Now, remember, I know that this may be the, you know, these are models. But again, these are not professional models that I know of. I've never seen them in any magazines. And later on, they talk about their Instagram accounts and some other things. So I'm not seeing that they're... And the other one's a talent agent. Again, I don't know how much bank they're bringing in, but you know guys have to make more than the women. So here we are already, guys. You got to have high status. You got to have money. Got to be good looking. Got to be 6 feet tall. And we're not on female dating strategy or on any of these other closeted, you know... Reddit accounts. These are women that they met while they were out.
And then, okay, how much does he have to earn per year?
$400,000
a year?
Oh. $400,000. You know, just, I mean, $400,000, not much. Just a little bit.
Okay, cool. What about you, Miss, what is it, Nubia?
Miriam, yeah. All I want is just to have a good time with somebody who can afford to have a good time.
That was the most long-winded way of saying that you want a rich guy that I've ever heard in my life.
I cut it out because she went on and on trying to justify travel and all my expenses and all this other. She wanted a dude with bank. She's all about the bank. She doesn't care how tall you are.
Holy shit. Like, you guys translate that womanese right there? You heard that? Oh, yeah, I don't care. I'm just happy to be fine dining, and I want him there. And then I don't care how much he has, but I want to be able to go to the Bahamas for breakfast, so, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Once the plane lands at Bahamas, man, she don't care.
I'm already burning out my womanese translation receptors already. Man. Okay, what about you? Please make it easier than that. Give us a tangible number.
I would say, like, $1 to $5 million and some ambition.
$1 to $5 million?
Okay.
$1 to $5 million and some ambition. Because $1 million a year to $5 million is not enough. He's got to have ambition for more. Now this, you know, if I were to read an article like this, this is the kind of article where you guys go, dude, come on, you know this is satire or they're not being serious or not whatever. Maybe they're not telling the truth, but even if they're doubling their income wants, right? they're still talking about hundreds of thousands and or millions of dollars. Let's keep going.
Okay. Just that easy peasy.
Yeah. What was the next question?
So, ladies, next question. 1 out of 10, what would you rate yourself on a scale of men looking at you? So, for example, not what you think per se, but what men see you, what would see you as.
Oh, thank you for adding that, yeah.
I would say 7 or an 8.
All right, cool. What would you give yourself?
I guess he guessed it right. I'm a 10.
You're a 10? Okay, fantastic. What about you? Oh, no, don't change it now. You were going to say a 10 to 2, weren't you?
I don't know. Maybe like a 9.
A 9? A 9 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
All right, so the women here in the green says, what, 7 or 8? She's an attractive woman. I mean, I'll give her that much. The other two, 10 and 9. So they're putting themselves up with the most beautiful people on the planet. This is how they, and this is not how they see themselves. This is how they think others see them. That's key. I think that's what they said. Maybe I got that reversed. I don't know. Either way, they love themselves very much.
All right, so we're going to continue.
What about Instagram?
What about Instagram?
What'd you say guys rate you on Instagram?
From my requests, probably a 10.
Okay. And you?
Well, the type of lifestyle I show on social media, it's a 10.
Okay. And talent?
I mean, since everybody's talking about personality and confidence, I would say I'm like 100.
Okay.
Yo. I was trying to stick to the answering the question, literally. You know what I'm saying? Yo.
Okay. So she rates herself as 100, the other two as 10 on their Instagram and on their social media. This is what I talk about when we talk about getting outside validation. There's a bunch of desperate, thirsty men that are out on social media, and even the average woman can put her information out there, and they get so much attention from thirsty men that it starts elevating their view of themselves to where maybe a normal woman would look at herself and say, oh, I'm a 7 or an 8 or a 6 or a 7. But when you have a bunch of thirsty guys and everybody chasing after them, all of a sudden now they're all 10s in their own mind from social media. And this is what the simp world and the OnlyFans and the thirsty guys are doing to them. Now, I think I read somewhere, and it might have been something you guys post, the average income for an OnlyFans girl that's posting things is like $180 a month. So it's very rare for someone to make a lot of money. But when you have fans there and you have thirsty guys that are commenting on a bikini picture, even if she's, you know, not ideal, it's going to elevate them up. And it keeps going and going and going. And now all of these sudden, women are thinking that they're supermodels on there and that they deserve the best of the best. And I'm going to continue on. I kind of like this. I do want to dive into this a little bit deeper. So I'm going to play a little bit further. I think I've got more to this. Okay. So this was a super chat that came in and I kind of jumped past it because they were talking about other things in the in between. But the super chat comes in and it sounds like something that like either a red pill or a guy going his own way might say, which is, hey, you want me to be tall, attractive, hair, you know, athletic, be high status, bring this money, and all you're offering is beauty. Like, what else are you bringing to the table? And that's where we're taking it here.
Then don't invest to one that just has looks. Invest to one that has more. Nobody's asking you to invest in me.
Okay.
Go find somebody to invest in that's worth your time and money, and shut up.
Ladies, he brought up a very good point here, right?
Here, she snapped
so
back.
Most guys, right, bring a lot to the table in terms of money, time, you know, investing in you as a person, building you up. But what would you say you bring to the table to a man?
Can I ask a question? I have my question now.
Oh, you have your question? Okay.
Okay. As far as time, since time is so valuable to men, time is also valuable to women, or even more so because of our looks that he thinks has no value, right? Don't men value the looks of a woman as one of the primary things that you guys look for or at?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Okay. It's the first thing.
So can you put a value on the looks of the woman that you would want to marry?
Well, we don't advocate guys getting married on this channel, but
just perfect woman you want to be with or have a baby or just in general. What's the value of the looks of the woman for somebody like him to invest?
So I'll keep it simple, right?
For example,
guys value
and the time.
Look, you're correct. Mm-hmm. However, youth is something that we value even more. So a young, attractive a female definitely mm-hmm. is in the top rankings. Now I'll say this though, eventually if you marry a woman, what's gonna happen is, as you said, mm-hmm. time is gonna catch up to her. Exactly. She's gonna lose her looks. But this is what we say, for example, find a woman that has more off you than just looks. Yeah. If you're gonna go that route. Now, I agree. We don't advocate that route, but if you go that route, that's on you. But mm-hmm. at least have another barrier to entry that's not just looks. Because for example, I'm sure, like Miriam, you don't just offer looks, you offer, like, you know, lifestyle, what you bring to the table.
Companionship.
So
bring a package.
Yeah. So now let me ask you, mm-hmm. what do you bring to the table for a guy?
Okay, I'm gonna pause it here for a second. So here's the thing. They're saying, okay, he needs to be, now remember, he needs to be attractive. He needs to be tall. He needs to be successful. He needs to be financially well off. He needs to be a leader of men. What does she need to be? Attractive. But he also needs to be attractive. She's not bringing even the same things to the table that he's bringing. She's saying, I want this, and I want this, and I want this, and I want this, and I want this. But they got to be attractive. But these women are saying, okay, but yeah, but I bring attraction. Okay, but what else? If you only bring attraction, I can walk into a club in Miami. I used to live in West Palm Beach, or just south of West Palm Beach, back in 95. Times were different. You could actually talk to women and a woman and get somewhere without running into women like this all the time. But here's the thing. What makes, and this is something I wish these guys had asked these women. What makes you different? Because I can walk into a club and see women like this all night long. In Vegas, in Orlando, in Miami, in New York, in California. You see women like this. What? But finding a guy that makes 400 grand, that's 6 feet tall, that's attractive, that great personality, leader of men, successful. Do you know how rare that is? Do you know how rare that is? They're looking at like 0.00% of men now, like 0.0015. I think they even mention it in this. Yet I can go into a club and see 100, 500 women like this. So that's why I asked them, what is it you bring to the table other than your looks? Here's their responses.
Me?
Yeah.
I bring joy, love, peace, kindness, consideration, submission.
Okay.
And a she doesn't look like submission.
Now, you hear that attitude, right? I bring joy, peace, compassion, submission. How dare you? Well, guess what? I can get companionship from a dog, a cat, a friend, my family, passion. Passion you can get from, I mean, you pay somebody and get passion if you pay them enough, you know, from a professional. A friendship, nothing you can't get from everybody else, nothing. Somewhere in these women's mind, they got, oh, but I'm sweet and I'm kind and I got all this and that's worth $1 million. Everybody brings that. They bring nothing unique to the table. And when a guy hears that, what she's saying is he's got to be the world. I'm pretty and I'm nice and I'll be your friend and I'll sleep with you. Oh, bravo. Where do I throw my barrels of money at you and get down on my knees and feel lucky to have you? They don't get it.
It's a type though.
Well, I don't know. They're strangers. I'm not just going to submit to any bozo on the street.
Whenever I get in a relationship, I always tell myself, what are you bringing on the table? What's in for me and what's in for you? You got to think about these things. What's in for me and what's in for you? Because I feel like relationships shouldn't be about using each other. I think about relationship, it's not about you using another person, but let's use each other.
I'll let her finish and then I gotta mention something on that.
What I'm going to bring on the table, I'm gonna give you friendship. Friendship is very important. There's nothing more, actually, friendship is always important in a relationship. If I can be your friend, if I can be your best friend, your problems talk to me. Because you know what? Uh-oh. Other people can be trusted. I'm your friend. I'm your girlfriend. I see you when you wake up. Uh-oh. I see you when you sleep. And I see you when you go to the toilet and you come back out. Do you get me? I know your worst and your best. Do you get me? So for me, what I bring on the table is friendship. Friendship is very important.
Friendship. Congratulations, guys. You're $400,000 or $500,000 or $1 million plus your 6 foot tallness, your six pack, you're going to the gym and having muscles, your success, everything else. You get to sleep with her. You get her attitude and you get her friendship. Sounds like a great deal to me. I don't think so. Now, I know all women are not like this. I understand that, but understand that more and more and more women are coming with this attitude. If a woman said, you know what, I'll stay at the house for my man and I'll make sure his home is neat and it is clean and I'll make sure I cook him a beautiful dinner. I'll give him a back massage when he comes home from making his millions of dollars. I'll make sure that I wear something that is feminine and attractive. And if he's in the mood for some bedroom recreation, I will make myself available to him. That right there would probably get you closer to winning a million-dollar man than saying, I bring myself and I bring some friendship. Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
So many earlier in the interview, we asked you guys what type of man that you want. And you guys all described a very pretty high-status man. $400,000 a year, $1 million a year, $1 to $5 million per year. Are you guys aware of what percentage of men actually meet these requirements?
One.
And 6 feet tall?
1%? Yeah.
Try half the, like literally only about.
If you take out the height.
Yeah. So, well, hold on. Let's have fun. You know what? Let's have fun with this. Okay. So let's work some numbers, right?
I want to play a game.
So men that are 6 feet tall in the United States, only about 14 to 15% of men are 6 feet tall. Only about 10% of the American population in total makes $100,000 a year. That's men, women, gay men, single men, married men, whatever, right? Now, if you extrapolate for the guys in there that are 6 feet tall, that make $100,000 a year, we're talking about 5% or so. Now, $450,000 a year puts you in the top 1% of U.S. earners. So someone who's 6 feet tall, $450,000 a year minimum, right? We're talking about 0.001 of the male population, right? Now, you guys mentioned, I want a friend. I want a guy that I could be friends with. No. What you guys don't want a friend. You want a man who's superior to you. And the thing is this, if someone is superior to you, and that means inherently they're not equal and they're not your friend. They're your leader. They're your man. That's a completely different dynamic. And I'll tell you this too. Women aren't built to be friends with men. We think differently. We mate differently. We view the world completely differently. Everything we do is different. And that's okay because we're designed to complement each other. But I've always said it. Women don't understand male problems, and you guys aren't equipped to handle male problems. So therefore, you're not a friend because I can't really confide in you with my problems. Because if a guy's dating you and tells you, oh, baby, I'm having trouble at work. You know, I'm about to lose my job. You know, I won't be able to pay the bills, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know what's really going to happen? And let me tell you what happens when guys start to show their vulnerabilities to women. The girl starts to lose attraction from because women want a guy who's a leader, a guy that can lead them, that can protect them, that can provision for them, etc. Women look for men for security. So therefore, since you look at me as your rock and your security, we can't be friends. It doesn't work. Another thing too, you guys want a guy who's literally in the top 0.001%. Again, he can't be your friend. That's someone that is so high above you that, you know what I'm saying? It would be ridiculous for him to look at you as a friend. And here's the thing, nothing wrong with it. Women are designed to look for men that are superior to them. That's fine. But to sit there and say, oh, we're going to be friends, all this other stuff. That's a lie, and that's a Disney World fairy tale that doesn't exist. So with that said, ladies, men and women can't be platonic friends because you guys aren't equipped to handle our problems, and we're not really equipped to handle yours. That's for you and your girlfriend so you guys can back talk on each other. But men, we live in a fact-based world where the problems that we have, only other men can solve them, not women. And as a matter of fact, I would argue to say if a man shows his vulnerabilities to his woman or cries to her, tells her any of these masculine problems he has, she's going to lose attraction for him because women look for security. As soon as I start to show I'm quivering, I don't know what's going on, you're going to start to lose attraction. Oh my God, this thing is a bitch. I'm going to go to the next guy. So I get what you guys are saying. You want to be politically correct and sound good and all this other stuff, but men and women can't be friends. And
you know what?
I disagree with you guys.
Now, I wanted to get, does he not sound not only red pill, but he sounds like a guy going his own way. He sounds like, no. So what's the difference between guys going their own way and somebody like Myron here? The difference is he still puts in effort to date. He still, I mean, he knows the information. We talk about this on my channel all the time. He's got the data. He knows what they're looking for is ridiculous. He knows they're living in a fantasy land. I think the only difference between some of these communities and guys like us is we don't look anymore. We've done the math, we've done the determination, and we say, you know something? He's right. We talk about this stuff. So trying to circumnavigate all that is a waste of time. Now, can you, if you're not 6 foot tall, if you're not extremely attractive, if you're not super successful, can you still get women? Of course you can. But again, how much work do you need to put in to make that happen? And the problem is these women are, many women, not all again, but many are living in fantasy land where they think their value and the guy that they're going to get is somehow, it's going to happen. And men are just saying, forget it, man. It's too much work. It's too much effort. They're unrealistic. They've priced themselves out of the market. The other thing I wish he had asked, and he didn't, but Mr. Gaines, if he had simply said, all right, there's that 0.001% of men or 0.0015% of men or whatever it is, why does he choose you? And he asked him, like, what do they bring to the table? And friendship and compassion and la-di-da. That's not enough. That's not enough. As a matter of fact, for that man that they're looking for, who's the top 0.0015% of men, these girls aren't even close. They're not even in the same ballpark. I mean, at that point, I don't know if you've seen the movie, the Wonder Woman, not the 1984 one, but the other one, or any of them. You're looking for a woman that looks like Gal Gadot, who has a professional job, who is prim, proper. She might have a great education. She's, because you've got to be a smart man if you're going to have business and everything like that. She's got to be drop-dead gorgeous. She's got to have old-school values. These girls are out in the club wearing low-cut tops, and at the end of this video, I'll leave a link below to the full length if you want to watch it. It's a really good video. I like these guys' channel. If you look at the very end, they end up talking the girls into drinking some. I think it was Grey Goose, and doing a spin on a pole and shaking their backsides and everything. And it's like he just talked them into being a club girl on the end of the podcast. He's like, "Go, go!" And they do it. He plays a little music and they do it. They turned into a club girl right at the end of this. Educated, smart, top 0.0. These men are not looking for club girls. And the little blonde here, I think I have this clip coming up. But she talks about, like, I'm not looking for long term. And we'll talk more about that when we get to that point.
But as far as the reaction of losing respect for your man just because he lost his job, that wouldn't be my reaction personally.
Now, I'll say this. I get where you're going with this. You're saying, like, you would stand by him. You would stand by him and help him out. You wouldn't necessarily, like, leave him right away, right?
Why would you say leave him right away, like you're my coach?
Yeah, because
this is like a lot of hurt, traumatized men. Like, what is going on?
No, but here's the thing, right? Let's be real here.
Hold on. No. I got to rebuttal this. No. Because
what it sounds like.
No. Here's the thing. Anytime a guy acknowledges uncomfortable realities, one of the first rebuttals is, are you hurt? Blah, blah, blah. And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm a realist.
I'm not talking about this, what you just said, yeah. In general.
But here's the thing. Men got to I think one of the biggest mistakes men make, mm-hmm. is thinking that men and women are equal and that that men and women think the same. Though for you, you're saying, well, I wouldn't necessarily leave him. That's fine. I understand that you might not leave him.
Let me tell you what I believe.
Well, hold on. Let me finish.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Right? So just because, you know, you're saying, oh, well, I wouldn't leave him, whatever, you cannot deny that you'll start to lose attraction for him to some degree if he can no longer provide the security that he used to provide. What you mentioned earlier, you want a guy that's making at least $1 million to $5 million per year. A big part of that is security. Financial income is a big part of that security. So you're looking for a guy with a lot of security. So
I'm going to pause it here for a second, because here's the reality. She says, I wouldn't leave him. I'd stick around. If she's looking for a man that's got a $1 to $5 million lifestyle and he loses his money, the cars are gone, the luxury condo is gone, the yacht is gone, his bank account's gone, everything that she determines is, you know, just making it at $1 to $5 million, that disappears. Now, if he's invested well and he'll be able to survive for a while, but do you think she's going to wait around while she sees the Lamborghini get towed off? And do you think she's going to be cool if they go from the, you know, $500,000 or $1 million or, you know, multi-million dollar condo and they step it down to a Miami apartment that's, I don't know, $2,500, $3,000 a month? Do you really think she's sticking around? We both know the truth of that. She's not. And she can't say, well, I'd step up and cover and help my man. You're not making anywhere close to $1 million. you're not even probably make, you might be making a tenth of that, 100 grand. I don't know what an agent gets, 100, 150 grand. You're not going to be able to cover those bills for a month or two, let alone otherwise. So you know she's going to bounce. And furthermore, listen to the way she words her answer coming up.
And that's okay. You can have your standards. But what I'm telling you, there's not wrong with having your standards.
You're telling me about me, and you're wrong.
I'm saying women in general, mm-hmm. on a balance there of probabilities, if a guy's no longer able to provide that security, mm-hmm. he's going to more than likely lose that girl. Now, you might react to it differently if a guy tells you, oh, I'm having trouble at work, I'm losing my money, whatever. You might give him a little bit more time. But if you're going to sit here and tell me you wouldn't leave him after some time if he didn't get himself back on his feet, come on, that's cap.
Woman has her place, man has his place. But you need to be a leader. And if it's somebody I'm dating, the man I would be involved with wouldn't it put us in that position. Or if there's an issue, there will be some type of solution trying to prevent it from getting worse.
There will be insecurity.
So I don't know what these
regular, okay, I mean, here's the thing. What she's saying right now,
men talking about.
I'll say this right now.
So she says, I don't know what these regular jugular men are talking about. My man would be in a position where he didn't get us in that trouble. Life happens. What happened what happens if he's a stock trader and the stock market crashes and he wasn't lined up for it? What happens if he's, I don't know, in crypto and that falls off a cliff? What if he's in real estate and there's another bubble? Do you think she's waiting around for a year, two, three, four for him to recover? Nah, she's going to bounce. She's going to bounce quick. And she's going to bounce fast. So she can say whatever she wants about, nah, I'd be hanging around. I'd be there. But I wouldn't be with a man that would put me in that position. So again, the tall, handsome, great guy, 0.0014% of men. But on top of that, he's got to make sure he doesn't put us in that position. He's the one bringing everything to the table. But the minute there's anything else going on, it's put us in that position.
I'll say this
and
right now.
These guys are not even 1% and they're talking like they are, so they need to go take a fucking seat.
Oh, shit.
There it is. Those guys that aren't the 1%, go take an effing seat. She doesn't. Again, what she's bringing to the table is attitude. She's a B, quite frank. Because now, when you start calling them out on their BS a little bit, now the attitude comes out. I'll tell you. And here's the attitude coming out. Now, again, I got nothing against these gents. I'm looking forward to going on their show, and we're going to have a really good discussion. But you're going to tell me that I should be in the dating market and trying to talk to women like this? What a monumental waste of time. Now, you could game them. You could game them. If you rented a Ferrari, now I know there's ways you can game them without doing this, but I'm just playing along here. You could rent a Ferrari, pull up to the club. They see you get out. You go in. You maybe blow a couple grand or whatever in VIP, and you have a bit of fun. And then you're up in the VIP room, you talk, maybe you take two or three of them back to your room. What if you were able to sleep with all three? Wow. Is it worth it? Are they worth it? Are they worth the $1,200 or $1,500 or $2,000 you even paid to rent a Lambo coming up? Now, I know there are guys that have good game. I mean, I know some of those guys. My buddy from England was very good. He could talk in his English accent and women absolutely loved it. But this was a long time ago. This was before this kind of attitude was so prevalent. And you're going to tell me that these women are worth the effort, or any women like them are worth the effort. And if you bed one, so what? So what? Just in the time that this, you know, they did this interview in an hour and a half, you could roll up with, I don't know, anywhere, depending on where you are, the UK and Europe or Amsterdam. In Amsterdam, 100 euro will get you a better looking woman than these three. You have your fun. You spend your 100 euro, out you go. You can have a full evening for a woman for less than it would cost these to take these women on a date. Yeah, they're hiring professionals. It's not for everybody. But I'll tell you something. Is this really worth anything? That's my big question. Is it really worth spending your time and effort to try to date women with this kind of attitude?
Oh, you're not 1%. Don't talk to us like you are.
But we asked you.
If you're not that 1%, don't talk to us like you are. I got to say this too. You go into a club, how many men are going to fit the bill of what they want? Three of them? Five of them? Again, there are 500 women like them in one club. You can just go down the street and there's another and another and another and another. There's not enough men for all these women and what their requirements are. They can talk smack and they can, you go, girl. What happens when you hit 28, like the one in the middle? The one on the end didn't say how old she was. What happens when you got 28 in the same attitude? 30 in the same attitude? 32, 33, maybe the attitude falls off a little bit more. You're not getting those dates. Guys will smash and pass, but they're not hanging around. What happens when you're 36 in that attitude? Now everything starts, you don't have the youth anymore. The guys that you want are talking to a 22-year-old. Guess what? Now you're 40, you're single, you're a cat lady. This is, I mean, alpha widows. We use that term for a reason, and these women are going to become one, all of them.
Earlier, what would you want your
ideal,
counterpart
ideal,
to have?
Well, ideal, La La Land.
Make you know? one mil ideal. To 5 mil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is fine. You can have your standards, but,
yeah, but that's not your life.
That kind of contradicts the fact what you said earlier. Like, oh no, I'll stand there by him. Like,
that's the ideal
someone who's
situation.
Earning that kind of money, or someone earning that kind of money is there's no way, and that's your standard. 1 million to 5 million, that's fine. But that if you have that kind of standard where financially. There's no way you would tolerate him losing his job. Like, I feel like you'd be out the door.
Let me tell you, like I said, the person I would be with would not put us in that situation. You don't just go with any random, you know what I'm saying?
It's the security that they have.
To know the person you're with, to know their mind, to know their character, and so on.
We'll come back. So, we got a bunch of super chats.
Jake Kemp, $20, approximately 0.0015% of people in the U.S. make over $1 million per year. This is equivalent to about 4,000 people in Miami-Dade at any given time. How many of them are straight men over 6 feet who are single? Good luck, ladies.
You asked
them.
Wait, that's the raw numbers. Wait. Are we talking
fashion? I've been around a lot of 6 feet
girl
over yes. slash like making bank.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how rare this shit is because I personally am surrounded by them at all times.
There it is. There's another one. She says, the guy did the math. There's only 4,000 of these guys in Miami. She says, but I'm around them all the time. Let's say you got 10 or 20 players. Maybe they do have the cash. Maybe they are going into these clubs. Maybe they're around her all the time. She's single. They'll hit it and quit it. And then they'll do the middle one. And then they'll do the one on the end. And then they'll go get other women. And these women just cycle. These guys just cycle and chew through women. Now, maybe you can be one of those players that are chewing through women. You gotta find out if that's worth it or not to you. But these women don't get it. They're getting used. They're getting used. And they're getting passed around. And none of them have been kept. And this, the blonde with all the attitude, she's 23. Tell me by the time she gets to be 28, 30, tell me how many of these men have cycled through them and then go, oh, I'm not going to date you, sweetheart. I mean, I'll hit it and quit it, but I'm not going to date you. I'm not going to stay with you. I'm not going to stick with you. I'm just using you. Even these two gentlemen here, you know, the host of the show, CEO or CEO, I don't know which it is, and I'm going to learn to Wednesday. And so I know I'm getting that wrong, and I'm right. And Mr. Gaines here, our host, even they say, look, we don't talk about long-term dating. We don't talk about marrying because you appreciate, you get older, and you depreciate. Our money appreciates. So even they're saying to them, like, we're not going to ever settle with you. And so these women are just going to get passed around for the next, I don't know, decade or whatever. And then they get tossed away.
Okay, I just got to say this real quick. Unfortunately, even though you're cute, the world doesn't revolve around you. Hold on, wait. Let me finish. Just because you're around these people, because you're in Miami, you're in a city concentrated with a lot of wealth, etc. You're an attractive younger woman, so you're going to have access to these men. They're still a rare commodity. There's still a very small percentage of men that actually meet these requirements. Here's the other thing, too. You got to remember, just because these guys give you attention or say, hey, let's go on a date and try to fuck you, doesn't necessarily mean they're going to commit to you either.
You're right.
That's true. I don't want commitment, so I'm good.
No, I'm not going to explain it. You said yes. So maybe
I don't want commitment. That's it.
So you want to fuck and go.
Depends on who.
So there she just says, I don't want commitment. I want an F and go. I'm okay with him smashing and then she thinks like, oh, I'm going to smash him and then I bounce. Okay, great. Up goes your body count. Up goes your age. Down goes your value. See, there's a point in time when a woman gave herself to a guy and she'd say, I've never been with another man. I'm thinking about being with you. I'm giving you the most valuable thing I have, which is me. and no other man has experienced me. But what are you giving me? And the man would say, I will give you love. I will give you attention. I will not leave you. I will marry you. I'll give you a family. I have a good job. I will be a provider. And that was the balance of life. And then she was expected to be a good mother and to raise the kids and to keep a clean, neat household. And that was the way it goes. Okay, now these women are saying, I'm not going to give you a clean house. I'm not going to rub your back. I'm not going to do crap for you. But you still need to provide me the fancy, wonderful lifestyle. And she's not even bringing the one gift that a woman has that she should only be given to one man traditionally. I know that doesn't happen anymore. Guys, let's face it. The odds of finding the big V, a woman that is unexperienced with men, extremely rare. But at least if they came up and said, you know something, everybody I've been in a relationship with meant something to me. They were important to me. I cared for them. I loved them. I thought it might go somewhere. It didn't. But that's who I share myself with. These women are literally saying, well, if he's hot and he's got a fancy car and everything, I'll let him smash me. Great. How much value is it when you then bring that to a guy and say, I want you to marry me? And the guy's like, what's your body count? Like, have you always been with men that you loved and you cared about? I got cute guys smash me all the time in the clubs. Your value went right down to zero. You're nothing. Now, all men want to do is use you. They just want to use you for some physical fun, and then they're out. And then, again, women have priced themselves out of the market. And they've actually priced themselves out of the market on the low end when they do this crap. Everything they're looking for, they're saying, my value is way up here. And men, there's not enough men that can afford me. I need the best of men. And what they're doing is they're smashing all these men and sleeping with them, and they've lowered their value, and their real value is in the gutter, because men go, you'll sleep with anybody that's attractive or tall or can get your digits. So you're not bringing me anything, but I'm bringing all this other stuff. Women have fallen into the gutter when it comes to this kind of stuff. And look, and for women that say, hey, I want my freedom and I want the ability to go out and party and sleep with who I want to experience that freedom. Okay, great. No problem. And there are still men that are going to marry you and be with you. The problem is, what are you bringing to the table? Because if you're going for a man that makes way more money than you and is powerful and is successful and is a leader of men, you can't be showing up saying, I'll be your friend and I'll be your companion and I'll sleep with you and I'm pretty. Because that man's like, yeah, so's everybody else. Any guy could walk in and be like, okay, I'm a millionaire, I'm 6 foot tall, I'm really good looking. All three women would be like, oh, me. Two out of these three are going to lose. And that's probably just for getting a night with him. He's not going to settle for any of them. I mean, he's going to go on to another one. But two out of the three women, well, what happens when that guy is literally 0.0015? That's becoming one man out of 1,000, one man out of 10,000. They're not going to get the guy they want. And this is the most important part, and these guys didn't mention it. The guy that they want is never, ever, ever going to want them. Never. He'll sleep with them. He'll maybe take them out on a couple of dates, buy him a little bit of champagne, whatever, and then he's going to hit it and quit it. And then these are the same women that at 35 become overweight and pissed off and feminists saying men are trash and all men are awful and all. No. Just the ones that you wanted that didn't want you. There's still a whole world of great men out there. They're just invisible to you.
Depends on you. What do you mean it depends on who? What are you looking for? I said, do you want to touch and go? Meaning he fuck you and he goes.
Because you don't know.
So I think what she was asking was, do you want to touch and go? No.
Yeah.
Basically, all right, so you're just looking for casual partners right now.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, I was in a relationship since I was 18 years old. We had a place together. We had pets together. We had everything. Like, he was going to propose to me this year, mm-hmm. and I broke Ooh. Things off tomorrow.
There it is. I mean, I keep saying there it is, but like there it is. This is the stuff we talk about. She's 18. She met a great guy. They had a place together. They had a house together. He wanted to propose to her. If she were smart and if he was a decent guy, she might have said yes. They might have had a family. They might have grown old together, but no. She broke it off. Why? Party time. I want to go get a better man. I want to go out there and I see all the girls out there getting it in the clubs. They're hanging out with NBA ballers down in Miami or whatever. And she says, I want a shot at that. So she gave up a man that loved her, that wanted to propose to her, wanted to marry her, threw him away to take her shot, and she's never going to get a shot. Not at the man she thinks she deserves.
Earl, the next second isn't guaranteed. So, like, if you're not living it, like, it's your last second on this earth, then you're missing out, and you're not hustling hard enough, and you're not doing what the fuck that you're supposed to do in this world.
Damn. Okay. So now you're just living your best life, partying in Miami, hanging out, meeting millionaires and everything else. $50. Why do these women believe they are worth the investment, the value investment? Where did they get that belief system? Who told them that outside of online?
No.
Photographers. I can turn it on when I get on in front of a camera, and I know I'm worth what I'm worth, so I don't have to have an internet audience to validate that. Yeah, that helps with like growing your following and your brand, but I do work with professionals, and I know what they tell me, and I know what I can bring to the table, so that is what I have. Like,
her professional photographers taking her picture, complimenting her, saying, work it, you look beautiful, you look great, yep, twist around, perfect, that looks great. Gorgeous, Ben. Yep, do that. Awesome. Good shoot. That's what's telling her that she's amazing. That's what's telling her that. And what is she talking about bringing to the table? Her beauty. Photographers tell her she's beautiful. No, don't get me wrong. She, at the end of the video, if you, again, you want to watch it, I'll leave a link down below. At the end of the video, she stands up, she spins around. She's got a nice chest, nice butt. She's thin. She's 23. But so what? There are tons and tons of women that maybe the thing that I think a lot of women don't understand is that a man would rather be with a woman that is less attractive than her, that would say, I love you. I appreciate you. You know, I've only been in a couple of relationships, but they were serious or they meant something to me or whatever. At least for a long-term relationship, if you want to settle down. Or guys would even be willing to be like, hey, you know what? Yeah, she's had some casual fun out there, but she treats me good. She still has the ability to emotionally pair bond with me. She respects me. She appreciates me. She compliments me. She's happy she's with me. She's glad to have me. What are these women? Oh, he needs to be this and he needs to... Sorry, no way. I don't care how pretty you are. Men do not want that crap. Men do not want the attitude and the domineering and that masculine energy coming from a woman. They want a woman to be submissive and sweet and kind and feminine. This ain't it.
Okay.
I'm building my own brand. I'm not here to build someone else's brand. Like, and that's it.
That's what men are looking for. A woman with a great personality.
And assets.
A woman who can keep a man busy with a conversation and not get bored. Some women are only pretty.
Yeah.
But they can't have a conversation.
That's true.
So that's what I can bring them.
Conversation. She's not only pretty, but she can bring conversation. Guys, I'm running a little bit long. I'm going to do our dating profiles of the day. I'm going to knock those out real quick. I'm going to put this article, Are We Seeing an Uprise of the Fem Cell, basically. It talks a little bit about this in there. I'll put a link down below if you want to read it. I think it's a good read. But let's jump over to the dating profiles of the day. This first one I want to read through, it's not a dating profile, but this is something of, a woman posting online about her. She was like this in the 20s, and then what happens when she hits 30s. She says, I have a theory as to why I'm single. Hear me out. In my 20s, I was real wild. Real wild. In my 30s, I'm real boring. I don't care about going out. I like making money. Clean house, crafting, gardening, boring stuff. Dating is miserable. I'm not interesting at all, LOL. I really only have qualities a husband would appreciate now, and I failed to procure one of those. I wasted all my interesting years on idiots. How the F am I going to find a husband from home? Hashtag forever alone. It's cool. I'm happy anyway. I'm just going to get another dog. Replies. It's the same here, girl. I'm moving cross country in hopes of a new house and a new life. Someone else says, wasted all my interesting years on idiots. Girl, the same. You can't go around thinking you're going to get an NBA player or the top of the top of the... There's only so many men to go around. When you're looking for less than 1% or 5% or 10% or 15% of men, there's 100% of women that want those 15% of men. And maybe those 15% of men will go for the top 20 or 30% to sleep with and have fun, but never settle down. You're just going to get passed around. Those aren't the men that are going to marry you. They have way too many options. The men that marry are the ones that say, I'm a good worker. I want a girl that's not out in the clubs and doing all this stuff. And she's nice to me. Harder and harder to find. All right, dating profile. I didn't have to blur this because this isn't a real name, but it's H-E-L-L-L. 34 years old. 34. Single. Shocking. She was pretty. She looks actually kind of like the blonde that was just in the previous video that we went over. Let me record this. I kind of forget to record it every once in a while. Anyway, it's she says, I ain't going to do your laundry. I ain't your mama. Keep in mind that I'm an independent woman. I pay my own bills, not sucking on any trouser snakes to do that. Still waiting to meet a man who has more balls than I do. You ain't got your S together, swipe left. Your mama's boy, swipe left. You ain't got feelings for, or you still have feelings for your ex and compare other B's with her, it's left. You don't like booze and dig to get wasted, left. And one more thing. If your profile says School of Hard Knocks, swipe left. Here's the thing. And this is why I'm looking forward to being on these gentlemen's podcasts, because I do want to ask them, like, why do you keep going? Why, when this is what you're up against, what's the part of the game that keeps you want to dating? Keep you want to be in the game of dating? Why do you want to put up with this? Why do you want to put up with this attitude? And because I'm curious to hear, and I've said it before, I think men should try to date. I think men should get out there and experience it for themselves. Don't just listen to me going, hey, dating's tough. It may not work out just the way you want it to. Like, do it. Go for it. But in the end, ultimately, I think your choices are going to be very poor, or the women that you do encounter are going to be problematic and not good partners and selfish. And I don't know about you, but I would take an average girl with an amazing personality who's sweet and kind and funny and endearing and appreciated me than a 7 or an 8 or a 9 or a 10 that's got attitude and it's not about you, it's about me, sweetheart, okay? Sorry, just not happening. And I think so many men fall into that category. They don't care how pretty you are. You're a horrible human being and you have an awful attitude about life and you give yourself indiscriminately to men that don't deserve it. And then when all that fades and ends, you show up used, worn out, tired, worthless, bringing nothing to the table except a high body count, saying, I'm here, are you ready for me? And men are saying, no, just not going to happen. Guys, again, Fit and Fresh, 6 p.m. this Wednesday. If you miss it, it's okay. I think they keep it up streaming. I'm going to be on probably two of their shows, the 6 p.m., and then I'll be on the next day. I think they record the one at night with the women interviews, and they upload it the next day. Keep an eye out for that. This will be my last video until after Wednesday. Because I got some stuff to do before I head down to Miami. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. The best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos. Guys, I'll talk to you after Wednesday. We will see if I get to have a little roast fun and ask the tough questions. I think these guys were nicer than I was, but we'll see how that turns out.